There are a lot of really, really, really big festivals in the world now. But the big festivals to me are, I don't think they're very musical. I mean, the only real desire was to make a festival that we wouldn't be miserable at.
Jeff Tweedy and other members of the alternative rock band Wilco created the Solid Sound Festival in 2010. The three-day event now comes to North Adams every other summer, also the name of a recently released documentary that follows the group during the 2013 festival. Joseph Thompson is the director of Mass Mocha.
Every nook and cranny of the campus is filled with music and comedy, for one thing, and art. It's a really interesting festival. Most of these sort of mid-scale and large-scale music festivals take place in a farmer's field, and you're out with the elements, and it can be incredibly beautiful. But at Mass Mocha, there are galleries and bathrooms and a bit of civilization.
Thompson says tickets for all 3 days have a good chance of selling out over the next couple days. He says the first Solid Sound Festival drew some 3,500 people, and this year's crowd is expected to double that. A study from Williams College found the first festival generated $1.2 million in local spending via lodging, restaurants, and tickets. Thompson says if the model holds, this weekend could spur $2 to $3 million in spending.
The Solid Ground campsite, which is on the baseball field in downtown North Adams, and we have a couple of other slightly more remote one up at Hoosick Valley School in Adams, they're full as well. That's just a great idea. For one thing, it offers really affordable accommodations for those who are on a budget, but mainly it keeps people, you know, cheek by jowl with the downtown merchants, and the downtown just hums during this weekend.
With only a handful of hotel or motel rooms available within a 10-mile radius of North Adams for the weekend, Mass Mocha directs visitors to websites like Airbnb, where area residents can rent out a bed.
You know, it's a way that locals can enjoy some of the dividends of having all these guests in town, and it also provides, again, a wide range of affordable options for concert goers. So we're fans.
Area businesses are offering various deals, events, and entertainment to capitalize on the influx of people to the city of 13,000. An artisan craft fair will combine with Saturday's farmers market, which will move to Center Street between Marshall and Holden. V&V Steeple City Spirits is holding its first ever Hops and Sound Festival, featuring wine and beer tastings, along with a silent auction of display items. Proceeds will be donated to the North Adams After School program. The Oak Crepe Cafe is putting on an artist performance series throughout the weekend. The North Adams Movieplex is offering a free screening of The Goonies at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, while a local historian will give a downtown tour in the afternoon. North Adams Director of Community Events Susie Helm says restaurants are extending hours to serve breakfast and late-night dinners for the concert goers.
We always appreciate our local residents and the business that they support us with throughout the year, but having 8,000 extra people in town doesn't hurt. And it's an exciting time. I think it's kind of that roller coaster because it's also a lot of work for everybody. They open just, you know, way more hours than they normally would. They have to work a lot harder, but the payoff is hopefully there, and everyone comes out and has a good time.
Mayor Richard Alkenbright says city workers will spend most of this week shining up the city. He adds police officers will be on hand for traffic control and safety at a cost that's billed to Mass Mocha.
We just don't seem to have any problems, and so, you know, there aren't a lot of police within the facility. But, you know, in an event like that, when you're talking about 6,000 or 7,000 people in a venue, you need to have some sort of presence just to make certain that, you know, if anything does go wrong, that we're ready.
Mass Mocha's gates open at 4:30 Friday to kick off the weekend festival. For more information, including the full lineup, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.